from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast that wants to make bedtime feel more than just fair, more than just a fine. I want to create a safe place for you to unwind. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And here's a few ways we make this show possible. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, so just remember that when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you can find everything on our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. Podcast is also made possible to hard work of Carl W., who edits episodes. Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful, who edits episodes and did our theme music. Commission a song from the Mystery Bard, Jonathan Mann, song.jonathanmann.net. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer on our artwork. Eric and the team at Astound are on our website. Everybody at Night Vale Presents, check out all of those amazing shows at nightvalepresents.com. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. I want to remind you to listen in your smart speakers. So you could just say, play Sleep With Me podcast with that, whatever invoke, like whatever special words you're supposed to use at the beginning. If you use a SIRI, you could just say, hey, SIRI, subscribe to Sleep With Me podcast. It's an easy way to listen. I also want to thank the listeners who have their own Facebook group. I want to thank Stacy and Keith, Julie and Jennifer, Laura and Sarah. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, it changes in time or temperature, travel. Yeah, but you know, but if you're just not feeling great, you might be feeling, however you're feeling, I'm here to help you. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, superfluous dialogue. I'm trying to be comforting, really, and a little bit silly. I'm going to try to earn your trust if you're new. Earn your trust so much that you don't need to pay attention to me. That's the kind of trust I'm looking for. So here's the thing. If you're new, let me give you a setup really early here. Structure of the show. First few minutes are business. That's how we keep the show free. And thanks to everybody that acts on that or goes to our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. To check out more, but if you're new, not super important. Then there's an intro, which we've just started. And the intros are normally around 12 to 14 to 13 to 11 to 18 to 17 to 16, and possibly 15 minutes or so. Kind of a show within a show, overly long monologue that helps you lay like a log, a friendly moss-covered log. So nice there, beautiful to ponder. You know, don't worry, it's not in your bed. I would not put any, woodland beings in your bed. But you could pat the moss and say, yeah, it's bedtime here. Scoots has already stopped making sense. So some listeners listen to the intro as they wind down, as they brush their teeth, as they get in bed. Some people listen while they're already in bed as they, get comfortable. They sink into their pillows, pull up their covers, find the most comfortable position, the most restful position, someplace where they just feel nice. So I can, let me tuck you in there. There you go. Let me tuck you in there on your side there and get you. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to get you nice and cozy. And that's kind of what the intro does, where I try to explain what the podcast is, and I end up not being able to do that. I try to make the new listeners feel welcome. Regular listeners say, oh, this is something familiar. Scoots is here to help. And then I also demonstrate my ability to lose focus, go off track, get on track, be a goofy, a little bit goofy. And, try to win your confidence, your confidence so strong that you don't have to pay attention to me. So that's what the intro does. Then there's, tonight we'll be talking about the Great New York State Fair. First we'll talk about the State Fair movie, the films in the State Fair. We'll also briefly talk about the great David Foster Wallace essay about the Illinois State Fair. And it'll kind of be like a history lesson. But ideally, you'll be history. You'll be sleeping. You'll be drifting off. And then there's some thank yous at the end. There's some business between the intro and the story. So that's the structure of the show. And you can fall asleep at any time. Now, here's the things about this podcast. You don't really need to listen. You can kind of listen in whatever manner suits you best. And if you're new, you could test it out and see. Because a lot of people on their first or second try, I see a couple different approaches that I hear from people that email me or write reviews. One is like, you start off skeptical, which is, I applaud you, perfectly normal and natural reaction to the show. And you try to figure out, you know, like, I have to earn your trust. That's kind of a normal compact, and I'm more than willing to do that. And it might take a few tries because to say, you're kind of earning my trust by losing it. Is that an intentional way you do that? And I say, well, no, it's kind of organic. It's like, it's an organic process. By just being myself, I both earn your trust and lose it in a way that makes you comfortable with me putting you to sleep. So you can listen, and eventually you'll find your way to, like, how you like to listen, and that may change over time. I'll talk about that again. Then there's another approach for new listeners sometimes. It's like, okay, I'm going to try to listen and make sense of this or see what's going on, or actually listen to the content, which can be done, but most people that listen to the show in that way, in like an in-depth way, you still have to kind of listen to it loosely or on the second or third try. If you try to focus on what I'm saying too much, you may cross over right into my brain, you know, you may pop right in my brain. And I've been in my brain my whole life. So I think it's better off you just say, okay, let me observe here. Let me relax in my bed. Let me give it a few tries. So those are two approaches. There's a lot of different ways to listen to this show. Some people listen to me so quietly and mumbling. You know, some people, English isn't their first language. Or maybe they don't speak English, so they're listening to me for the pace and the rhythm. And I'll give you a good pace and rhythm, at a nice pace and rhythm, or do my best. Some people listen to me at a normal volume. Some people listen at half speed or three quarters speed. Some listeners just listen to the intro. Some listeners skip the intro. Listen to 8 or 10 episodes in a row all night long. Some people don't start the podcast until they get up in the middle of the night, and they turn it on then. You know, some people listen to the show to unwind when they're weaving baskets or stuck in traffic. So however you want to use the show is fine. I mean, see, like, I can only make one type of podcast. You know, Patreon, we offer other stuff that if you want to mix and match how you listen, but how you decide to use the content after I make it is, you know, it's fine. You use it how it works for you. But you don't really need to listen. You're also under no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast more to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company, and to say, hey, it's okay. I've been there. I know it sucks that you can't fall asleep. Let me goof around. Let me over-explain myself in a way that explains nothing. And then I'll talk about a musical about the State Fair, an essay about a State Fair, and the history of the Great New York State Fair. And what was I saying? And, you know, gently, I'll be here as you drift off at your leisure. But if you can't sleep, I'll be here too. I'll be here till the very end. I'm working here, and I'm trying to be present. When I record this show, I really am trying to be present and here for you, to keep you company. And I know that's a strange digital, you know, mishmash, but really I'm sitting here and I know I'm talking into your ears, and I know what it's like to toss and turn because I've been there. And that's why I call it the deep dark night, because that's how it can feel. And I just want to offer a little relief, a little goofing around, mispronunciations, they come free. Those are organic. I want to be your boyfriend, your boar bud, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, if one day, you know, we reach that status. You know, your Barbara. I could bring, you know, if I'm your Barbara, I can bring, you know, the hair gel or whatever you need. Whatever, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company. Give the podcast a few tries. I'm trying to think what else I could say. A lot of times, though, it is about me kind of trying to stay in the moment. And even during the intros, I try to pay attention, you know, if there's any outside noises that might impinge on the show. if I'm how I'm talking and how I'm pacing myself, which sometimes I can forget, but I try to remember that my job is to be here, just like I was sitting at your bedside. And part of that is because, like, I've been, when I say I've been there, I've been there recently and historically. And when I was a kid and I couldn't sleep because I was worried about school, I was already overthinking then. And it's kind of interesting to be in a place where you can look back and say, wow, I really was the person I am today in some sense, in some essence-based sense, back then. And I couldn't sleep. Part of me wished someone would just sit there and not try to fix it and not try to make it go away, but just say, oh, that's rough. It really, what's going on? Well, I'm just can't stop thinking about school and stuff, and then I can't stop thinking about sleep, and I can't go to sleep. Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just sit here with you. If you want, I could pat your chest or your back, or I could just sit here. I could even just put my hand on the side of your bed, not even, you know, touching you, or I could fold my hands here, and I could just be here for you, because that sounds rough. Let me just sit here. You want me to tell you a story? Or you want me to rock silently, but not silently in a rocking chair? Or what? What can I do to help? Any of that sound like it would help? Maybe people tried and I kind of said, no. You know, maybe it was more convoluted than that. But I don't know if this is my way of time traveling back to that little kid. But I know that little kid can relate to you. And maybe it's something much, much different. Maybe we can't totally relate, but I can say I can feel for you. If you're in some sort of straits, or whatever the right word is, I want to help. And all I want to do is be here, and maybe, you know, I can earn your trust. Maybe I can be comfortable. Most of the time I'm goofing around, and this isn't super serious. This is just the true intention of the podcast and me being honest with you. But maybe my goofing around could add some levity. You could just kind of listen to me. It'll be interesting. I mean, tonight we'll be talking about this musical about the State Fair, which has its own plots and then the history of the fair. And maybe you've been to a county fair or like a field days or a festival or even a state fair in another state. And there's a lot there. There's cotton candy, and there's snacks, and there's people, and moving, and in skies, and maybe candied apples. And so, we want to give you those kind of images, and that's what we'll be doing tonight. So, if you're new, this is a little bit different of an intro, but that's what I've done 600 and whatever episodes. But I'm here to help. All I can do is my best and try to be here present for you, sitting right here. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm close to the mic. I've got a relaxed thingamajig going with my shoulders and stuff. So again, let me tuck you in here. Let me pat the side of your bed and say, hey, I'm going to be here to goof around and tell you a story, talk to you about state fairs type stuff tonight. And I'm here twice a week, more content if you're a patron. But either way, I work very hard and I strive because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, hey, everybody. This is a trending Tuesday style episode. I don't know what day it'll come out. Probably not on a Tuesday. And this episode is going to be kind of about state fairs, so a little bit of facts and maybe a little bit of personal meandering and some pondering. I grew up in Syracuse, New York, home of the Great New York State Fair, which I guess is the official title. We'll learn about that. I also want to talk about the Rodger and Hammerstein's musical in the film, unless it's playing somewhere near you, State Fair. Yeah, but first I wanted to just make sure that you take an opportunity, if you have a chance, to read in Harper's magazine or in one of the collections of his essays and stories, the David Foster Wallace essay, Ticket to the Fair. And it appeared in July 1994, Harper's, and it's in a couple of collections of his books, which I don't have in front of me. I think it is in... a supposedly fun thing I'll never do again, which contains his essay about the cruises. But this essay is a short story length. And I was just listening. There's some of it, some of his readings are on YouTube. But do yourself a favor, especially that this episode should be running in the summer season. And experience some of it through David Foster Wallace's eyes and mind and his way of storytelling. Because it's, first of all, unbelievably hilarious. So fall out of your chair hilarious. And he's just, I find him a lovely, I don't know, this was, I don't know what stage. I mean, this was before I took on Infinite Jest, probably in my build up to reading that. And this was one of the essays where absolutely, I don't know, I think his brilliance is fully on display here. He would be making a podcast today. Really just so, so enjoyable. If you've ever been to a county fair or a state fair or even a field days, just do yourself a favor. And I'll put the links to Harper's article. Which you could purchase, or you could purchase one of his collections of essays, or you could check it out from your library. Yeah, so do yourself a favor and sit down and do that. And then I'm going to talk about, well, I guess the next thing I'm going to research here is the musical State Fair in film. And I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm not even sure I'm familiar with the songs. So I wanted to look it up to familiarize myself. And I'm pretty sure there's two films. So let's get over here maybe there's three films. Holy mackerel. There's three films. So maybe if anybody's familiar with any of them, which one is the best? This is about the 1945 film, the Wikipedia article. 1945 American musical film directed by Walter Lang. It's a musical adaptation of the 1933 film of the same name with music by Rodgers and Hammerstein. So maybe the 1933 film was just a straight movie. I think that it's a Will Rogers movie starring Will Rogers. I don't recognize any of the stars, but that doesn't mean anything. It was remade in 62 with Pat Boone and Ann Margaret. So maybe we should stick with this one. It was the only musical, Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, written directly for film. So that answers my question. I don't know if they do perform. I mean, I'm sure they perform it on stage, but It introduced such popular songs as It's a Grand Night for Singing, It Might as Well Be Spring, which did win the Academy Award for Best Song. Oh, here we go. Rodgers and Hammerstein adapted the film for stage in 1969. In a production in at the Muni in St. Louis. In 96, it was on Broadway with additional songs taken from other Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. Yeah, but here's the plot. This is where we went. You know, this is where we really went. The Frake family is getting ready. Jonathan Frakes, without an S, getting ready for the Iowa State Fair with their own hopes for a trip. I've always dreamed of making a film based at the Great New York State Fair or a documentary. Father Abel attends to his pig Blue Boy and bets his neighbor Dave Miller $5 that the pig will win at the fair. And here's a mistake, that the Frake family will all have a good time with no bad experiences. As David Foster Wallace shows, the fair is much more of a gray area, a mix, you know, where you touch on the extreme edges as well. A daughter, Margie, is in a melancholy mood as she packs for the fair and sings It Might as Well Be Spring. She muses about how the fair will get, at least give her a break from doing the same things every day. Later, Harry, Margie's fiancé, he can't go to the fair because he has to take care of his cows. He's working on a modern farm he wants to build once they're married, made out of prefab plastic and linoleum floors. Margie's more of a fan of this old house, so she's not super enthusiastic, and maybe Harry's on a high horse, I'm not sure. Mother Melissa is getting pickles and mincemeat ready for the cooking competition. It's a great screenplay I got to read. I think it won the Nichols Fellowship Butter, which was later made into a film about butter sculpting. I think that was at a state fair, too. So that's another thing. I think I've seen the movie, but it might have been... I know I read the screenplay a bunch of times, maybe when I was trying to get the courage to enter the Nichols Fellowship. I think I might have once, but I was definitely not there or even close to that level of skill. But that's a great screenplay. I think it's on the Nichols Fellowship website. Okay, so whatever was that? She's getting mincemeat and pickles ready versus butter sculpting. Oh, Melissa, it calls for brandy, the recipe, but she doesn't believe in cooking with alcohol. Abel disagrees and thinks brandy's essential. And when Melissa goes to the phone, Abel sneaks some brandy in there. Abel, the phone call is for son Wayne, whose girlfriend Eleanor can't go to the fair either. She's taking care of her mother. And then Melissa adds more brandy to the mincemeat. He's hilarious. Then the Frakes head off to the fair. Wayne's first stop is ring tossing. That's your first stop? Man, you're really... he's been practicing all years. Last year he lost $8 and in the hopes of getting even. He repeatedly wins the game in the Carnival Barker. Thinks he's cheating. Then a pretty girl, played by Vivian Blaine, defends Wayne, and she's the daughter of the chief of police, or so she says. The Barker refunds Wayne's $8 from last year. Wayne tries to get a date, but she says she's got to go, promising she'll be on the midway. I've dreamed of these kind of experiences. I haven't had any of them. Yeah, Wayne should look for her. Meanwhile, on the roller coaster, Margie gets into an empty seat for two. But then the couple sit in front of her. They ask for a seat in front of her, and she has to sit next to somebody. And then they go and have a Coke. Then we meet a reporter, Pat, played by Dana Andrews, who's covering the fair for the Des Moines newspaper. Oh, by the way, the David Foster Wallace one's about the Illinois State Fair. Is this a reporter tries to ask Margie out too? Oh, the reporter is the person in the roller coaster. have two parts of my brain reading this Wikipedia article and discussing it live on mic. Margie's fascinated by the reporter's stories, where he's been. He's ambitious and wants to get a job on a larger newspaper. And they make a plan to meet. Oh boy, this could be cross signals to meet that evening. And Pat tells Margie not to worry about him breaking it off, because when he wants to do that, she'll know and he just won't be around. Then Abel and Blue Boy have a couple things. Frank comes in, and it looks like Blue Boy falls in love with Esmeralda. These are pigs in love. Then in the midway, Pat finds Margie. I don't think we've had a song in a while. What about a roller coaster based song in musicals? Anybody? Anyone? I can't. I mean, I could probably come up with one if it, you know, wouldn't be very good, but wouldn't be very good for a sleep podcast right now. Let's see. That evening, Pat finds Margie while Wayne's looking for his ring tossing counterpart. Then he meets the chief of police, says, isn't your daughter? He says, no, I don't have a daughter your age. Then Wayne sees a girl he's looking for, who's a singer with a dance band performing at the fair, Emily. And she sings the song, That's For Me. And they dance, and Pat and Margie ride the highest airplane ride at the fair, a grand night for singing. And it looks like Pat's a bit of a player. Next morning, Margie has fallen for Pat and Wayne for Emily. Abel is excited that Blue Boy is doing great because Blue Boy's in love. Do the pigs get a song? What about a song, Pigs in Love? That seems like it really would write itself. Sorry, it was really working hard not to sing. Following breakfast is a pickle and mincemeat judging. Both of them the same day, eh? You know, Melissa's not, you know, she's worried because her biggest competition, Miss Edwin Metcalf, always wins. Melissa's, she wins for her sour pickles and a special award for the brandied mincemeat. And one of the judges eats a lot of it. Pat takes Melissa and Margie's picture for the newspaper. Him and Margie go to a horse race and they share a kiss. Meanwhile, Wayne and Emily, Wayne tries to get a date, but she's got to host a birthday party for Marty, who sings with her band, not McFly. She says, hey, Wayne, why don't you come to this party? A song plugger named McGee. That's not the name of, I don't know what a song plugger is, but, that sounds like another song for the musical, a song plugger named McGee. With me, you know, with me, you'll see that I'll always be just a song plugger named McGee. Arrives with a new song. He wants Emily to sing, not the one I just gave you a few bars of in spoken word, of course. McGee gives Wayne the song and says, hey, pass it on to Emily. Then Emily asks Wayne to sing, and Wayne plays coy. But then Marty McFly, gives him a hard time. Wayne sings the song McGee gave him, Isn't It Kind of Fun, and sings it to Emily. Marty finds out Wayne got the song from McGee, and insinuates that McGee paid Wayne to cash in, to plug the song. And there's, you know, all sorts of trouble. But in the end, another kiss is shared. Yeah, then Margie and Pat talking until the sunrise comes up, holding hands. Pat says, are you going to marry that high-tech Harry? And she says, probably. And she says, are you ever going to settle down, Pat, you rover? And he says, maybe one day, but, you know, I'm in trouble with the capital S-T-A-T-F-A-I-R. Until it's over, then I'm gone. That's another song that didn't make it. Despite this, he asked Margie to marry him. But she won't answer. Pat says he's no good anyway, but she would be good for him. And then they make plans to meet at the roller coaster. Here's another song. They make plans to meet at the roller coaster at 8:30. Standing by the roller coaster at 8:30. Okay, roller coaster at 8:30. There could be a song in there, not with those words, though. And then Margie says, you know what? I'm not going to marry you or anybody else. Is that what she says or Pat says that? She says it. Then Abel finds out Blue Boy, without even Abel's help, won the blue ribbon. And they got to get ready for the grand championships. And then Esmeralda and Blue Boy don't want to be separated. This would be Pigs in Love reprise. Abel does get Blue Boy out there, but Blue Boy says, no, I want to be with Esmeralda. Then Esmeralda makes an appearance, and Blue Boy gets right back up. Last night of the fair, Margie goes to meet Pat and Wayne and Emily. Margie goes to meet Pat, Wayne goes to meet Emily. Pat's article's already out about the pickles and mincemeat, there's something about being too much brandy in there. And then Melissa and Abel go to the dance. There's another song, All I Owe Away. And the judge is still there acting goofy. Let's see, Wayne waits for Emily. McGee thanks Wayne for that song, making it into a hit, because Emily's going to sing it in Chicago. Wayne is surprised to hear from McGee that Emily's leaving that night, because Emily didn't tell him. She says, that's it, I'm a singer, and Wayne says, why don't you come to the farm instead of going to Chicago? And she can't, but she has something to confess, but she can't do it now. Then McGee explains to Wayne, oh boy, Emily's already married but unhappy. And of course she didn't want to tell Wayne that. McGee and Wayne become besties. And then Pat learns he's going to get a new job and his own column. And his boss wants to meet him in Chicago that night. He says, well, I got Margie waiting here for me. But he says, if you don't get here to Chicago for this meeting, you're through. Margie ends up waiting at Pat by the roller coaster for Pat. There's it is, waiting by the coaster at 8:30. Forlorn love song. Pat never shows. Margie waits till the midway closes down and then walks away. And then this is it. The Frake family packs up and gets ready to leave. You know, both their kids, Margie and Wayne, heartbroken. Next day, Abel tries to collect on a bet with Mr. Miller. But Mr. Miller notices Wayne and Margie don't look like they had any fun. They did, but it's called L-O-V-E. A roller coaster called L-O-V-E. There you go. There's another song we could work in. Waiting to ride the roller coaster of love. I think that was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, though. So yeah, I have to change it. You know, I'll have to change a little. Waiting by. We have to find another metaphor. But Wayne leaves. Mr. Miller asks Listless Margie. Listless Margie. That might be another song. State Fair 2, out on the farm. Did you have a good time at the fair? But then the phone rings. I don't know which phone. And it's Pat who got the job and says, hey, Margie, let's get married and go to Chicago. And she says, sure. And she says, Mr. Miller, I did have a good time. It was the most wonderful fair ever. And Abel collects $5. Margie just rushes off to meet Pat, and Pat and Margie embrace in the middle of the road as Wayne, now reunited with his girlfriend Eleanor, drives by happily hugging Eleanor, a grand night for singing. So that's the plot. Reception, it was, according to Bosley Crowther from the New York Times, it called it a no more than an average screen musical with a nice bucolic flavor here and there. A Variety said it was coupled with an excellent cast, retains the old charm of the original, yet adds some of its own, and should do BAF box office. Harrison Reports called it good, wholesome entertainment, capably directed and well acted. And John McCartan of the New Yorker wrote, nice, I believe, would be the word for it. I don't think you could use anything stronger. So that's it. Let's see, in popular culture, in the 1982 episode of the season TV show MASH, The Moon Is Not Blue, having heard the controversy surrounding the film The Moon Is Blue, they attempt to watch the movie but get State Fair instead. And Harry Morgan, who's on MASH, was the carnival barker in the State Fair. When General George Marshall returned from his peace trip to China in 1946, he said State Fair did more to tell the Chinese about America than my hours of talking. So that's a little bit about the State Fair, the film. And let's dig into the Wikipedia article about the Great New York State Fair. I know I've talked about it before. And then either this episode or an episode in a few weeks or a week and a half, I'll do a personal essay about the State Fair, depending on how much time we have. But definitely played it. It's appeared in some episodes. I think I'm pretty sure it appeared. I know, what was it called? Wear a Stone in Your Shoe or something. The second season of Superdoll, I think episode one. Electra, that takes place not during the New York State Fair. That takes place at the New York State Fairgrounds, the Boy Scout Jubilee or whatever it was. That, in my mind, was set in the Carousel Progress building there. And then Imaginary Friend Reunion. I think Bill and I go to the State Fair together. I haven't listened to that episode in a long time. But I'm pretty sure we visited there together. I'm surprised. I've always dreamed of recording an episode at the New York State Fair, but I haven't been there in a few years. And it really goes right up against the start of the school year in California, so it makes it difficult. Plus, it's incredibly hot and stuff like that. But let's read about it. In a Wikipedia article, the Great New York State Fair is a 13-day showcase of agriculture, entertainment, education, and technology. It has midway rides, concessionaires, exhibits, and concerts, and it's New York's largest annual event and an end-of-summer tradition for hundreds of thousands of families from all corners of the state. It first took place in Syracuse in 1841, and took permanent residence there in 1890. It's one of the oldest and largest state fairs in the United States, with 1 million visitors annually. The Great New York State Fair began, I think in 13 days, that's about how many times that's interesting. The Great New York State Fair begins on the third or fourth Wednesday in August and runs for 13 days, ending on Labor Day. It is held at the 375-acre Empire Expo Center on the shores of Onondaga Lake in the town of Geddes, near the western border of Syracuse. All right, let's get into some of the history here. In February 1832, the New York State Agricultural Society, which was a group in Albany, farmers, legislators to promote agricultural improvements, and state fairs, they were the ones that founded the nation's first state fair in Syracuse, September 29th to the 30th, 1841. About 10 to 15,000 people came. There were speeches, animal exhibits, a plowing contest, samples of manufactured farms and home goods. They had a second fair in 1842 in Albany. And then between 1842 and 1889, it traveled between 11 different cities. Albany, Auburn, Buffalo, Elmira, New York City, Poughkeepsie, Rochester, Saratoga Springs, Syracuse, Utica, and Watertown. Now, this is some foresight that maybe people, like in 1890, the Syracuse Land Company donated a 100-acre tract of land in Geddes to the Agricultural Society. Crossed by railways, is still there, that facility, you know, the Midway shows usually arrive by train. Crossed by railways that facilitated exhibit transport, the Onondaga County location became the fair's permanent home. In the late 1890s, the Agriculture Society turned to the state government for relief because it was in debt, because they constructed permanent buildings on the site. And the state purchased the grounds from them in 1899 and took over management and created an 11-member state fair commission appointed by the governor. A $2 million long-term building plan was enacted in 1908, and that would last for two decades. And during this time, the manufacturers and liberal arts buildings, now the Center of Progress building, was constructed. And it was joined by the Dairy Products Building and the Grange Building, now the Science and Industry Building, in 1910. The Coliseum was opened in 1923, initially serving to the World's Dairy Congress. And they also built an Iroquois Village exhibit and agricultural museum in 1928 because of public interest in local history. The fair was rebranded as the New York State Agricultural and Industrial Exposition in 1938, reflecting closer ties to industry, and that was when the 14-day schedule started featuring popular entertainment acts. During the Big WW number two, it was used, and they didn't have fairs. In 1948, they had a truncated fair, followed the next year by a six-day full-scale expo with large crowds. By the end of the 50s, the fair expanded it to 9 days and achieved attendance over 500,000. The James E. Strait Midway was added during this time, and nationally known entertainers who were there to attract families and teenagers. Wait a second, I don't know about this. In 1967, the 1925 Wurlitzer Theater pipe organ was permanently installed in the Empire Theater of Art and Home Center, where it entertained audiences for over 50 years. Between 62 and 66, it was known as the New York State Exposition. Then it was renamed the New York State Fair in 1967. Let's see, it expanded to 10 days in 1978, and the buildings began to be rented during the off-season. It expanded to 12 days in 1990. During the 80s and 90s, they tried to make it more diverse, adding a Pan-African village and gospel festivals. Sign language interpreters were also added, and the grounds were made more accessible. Let's see, 2008, we began to focus more on agriculture, showcasing products made in New York State. The Pride of New York Marketplace was given, and a permanent maple exhibit. The fair changed the Chevy Court format to include two performers each day in 2009. There was a hockey game there February 20th, 2010. That's just on the grounds. 21,000 people showed up for that. A record of 2,000 and 6,000 fairgoers attended Chevy Court concerts during the 12-day run in 2010. A $50 million transformation of the fairgrounds started in 2015. The most recent record at the Chevy Court, which is free, that's where they have their free concerts. 36,900 people saw Steve Miller there. I saw TLC there. That might have been the last thing I saw, the group I saw there, but it was so packed I just couldn't see anything. Also somebody famous, maybe even Taylor Swift, before she was super famous. but I didn't see her either. I could just hear, I definitely could hear TLC and then similar, like 80s, 90s hip hop. The Ferris 2001 attendance record was broken in 2016 with 1,117,630 fairgoers visiting. And I did go that year. I had 4 days over 100,000. Felt like it. I think I went once or twice. And that was the last time I went, was in 2016. 2017, I wasn't back east. 2018, I was back east earlier in the year for a family event. This was some big, here, so Governor Cuomo announced a transformation of the fair in 2015. A sweeping redesign that included getting rid of the 17,000 seat grandstand and dirt track where they would have dirt racing. And I think they had other kinds of racing there. This was the first major transformation. They rebuilt the main gate. I guess I haven't seen this. Making it reminiscent of an 1840 carriage entrance. Maybe I'll try to go there. They have a brand new, very open to everyone attending. The Midway has a new layout. It's 15 acres. I did go to the new Midway in 2016 and maybe 2015. They changed over vendors from Straight Show to somebody else. What else? They have a new foundation for it the size of over 10 football fields with more room and better layout. Improved kiddie land area, phone charging stations, shaded rest areas. Then they added a new RV park with 313 RV sites. And new grid layout, better everything. They also tried to preserve the historic quad, which has the five oldest buildings around the open park setting. Oh, they removed commercial vendors from the quad to restore the park. I don't know if I've seen that either. Yeah, there's also a new entrance, gate 11A. I don't know if I've been in that way. And they have a task force looking to spend another $15 million for phase two. Okay, let's see. Chevy Court, which was mentioned, is an open-air concert theater. In 2009, as we said, it opens to two different national performing artists every day instead of having the same artist twice. In order to attract additional people to the fair, they try to have different acts appealing to different audiences. 150,000 people attended. Oh, this is, I think, okay, this is, I think I was there one day. We'll have to look, maybe we could look this up. 2009, 170,000 in 2010, 200,000 in 2011. They've hosted Lady Antebellum, Bruno Mars, and REO Speedwagon. Has Bruno Mars and REO Speedwagon been in a sentence together? Probably. It's, you know, a lot of people think it's a great place to go for a free concert, which it kind of is. If you can get a seat or if you're going to stand on the edges like I do. And you also, if you want to see Wayne Mahar, the news, all the news stations are set up with the remote studios on Chevy Court. Okay, let's talk about the Midway, which there's a lot of good fun houses. If you're taking a kid, and you get the unlimited wristband, which I think is $20. Either company. Now it's run by Wade Shows since 2014. But I think I brought my daughter before 2014. But, you know, at a certain age, kids like a fun house is really good, especially if you have unlimited. You could just keep going in and out. And I think $20-$25, which you can definitely get your money's worth if it's during the day. I don't know how busy it is at night. I've been there at night, but during the day, the only thing is it's just really warm. So here's a tip I learned from Ray about Disney. Same thing. Like, if you're going to go to the fair with kids that want to ride rides, just go one day to ride the rides and don't do any of the exhibits or stuff because it's so warm. The adults will get tired out and not have any fun. And then the kids won't be tired until you get into the car. And then you know what happens. So just a free tip. Usually you get free tickets to the fair. Like if you buy stuff at the grocery store or a bunch of soda. Agriculture, though, is a large component of the New York State Fair and New York State as well. And so they host a variety of displays, events, and competitions that teach fairgoers the importance of agriculture. In 2011, there's over 14,000 animals exhibited, including horses, dairy cattle, rabbits, and dairy goats. In addition to the entries, in 2014, they also heard 10,000 agricultural entries. Oh, addition to animals, there was 10,000 agricultural entries like tractors, beverages, trees, flowers, forage, grain, and 4-H. In 2018, they opened the Pride of the New York Marketplace, which is pretty cool. It has gourmet sauces, syrups, and pastas. Yeah, probably apples. In 2013, they brought a new attraction to allow fairgoers to sample different products from vendors in all regions of the state. A Taste of New York, a tent. They even have a place where it's like more... I don't know. There's a lot of good ways to sample stuff. There's also buildings and exhibits. So there's the Carousel of Progress building, which is the largest of 110 buildings on the fairgrounds. Just inside the main gate along the perimeter of Chevy Court, has over 250 vendors and concessionaires, and has recently become the home of the 180-ton sand sculpture. Also where you can get, I think that's where you get free baked potatoes or baked potatoes for a dollar. And I don't know if the Center of Progress is where all the infomercial stuff is, but that's fun. Like hundreds of vendors are selling things that you could get on infomercials, like chamois and like car polishes and pans, things to make your life easier. Sand sculpture is in the Center Progress building. Works on by a team of sculptors throughout the 12 days of the fair. They do a lot of cool different things. The Coliseum was built in 1923 and had the World Dairy Contest. Dairy cattle from 40 different countries. In 1947-48, Syracuse University basketball played their games there. In 1949 to 1952, the NBA team, the Syracuse Nats Nationals, played there. And the 1949 game set all-time records for the most points, most fouls, most three throws, most missed free throws, most overtimes, and longest game. And most of those records still hold. During the fair now, the Coliseum is mainly used for horse shows. I think my mom likes to go to that. Also Holstein Dairy Cattle Show, 4-H Agility Dog Show. Wow. And variety shows on Labor Day. The Syracuse Stars hockey team played their games there. I think I went to one of my friends' games, at maybe a hockey game there, for one of my friends in high school. And then we ate pizza. Yeah, probably during Christmas break. Horticulture building is a large, graceful structure, intricately designed entrance. And the front is a fountain, a state park reflecting pool. It has many horticultural exhibits and concessionaires. Oh, this is where the famous $1 baked potato booth is. Because it's a piece of horticulture, I guess. New York Maple Center. Apple exhibits, so check that out. Dairy products building, I think that's where you can get the milk. Yeah, this is where the milk bar is, 25 cents. You can get a baked potato for a dollar, and then you probably want about 10 cups of milk. There's 10 vendors in there, 10 vendors in this family-oriented building. Major attractions include a butter sculpture, and then chocolate or plain milk sold at the milk bar for 25 cents. In 2012, 403,189 cups of milk were sold. That was an all-time record. And there's also a lot of dessert you can get there. Butter sculpture comprises 800 pounds or 300 kilograms of unsalted butter. It's been a feature since 1969. Once the fair is over, it's converted to biofuel for college buses at Syracuse University at their School of Environmental Science. Oh, but that's a state SUNY school, SUNY School for Environmental Science and Forestry. And it's sponsored by the American Dairy Association and the Dairy Council. Finally, those two get along. There's also the dairy cattle barn during the first 12 days of the fair. That barn is used by dairy cattle exhibitors during the off season. It's it can be a bit, you know, for other stuff. The Science and Industry Building is the anchor of Chevy Court. That might be where the I don't know. I get all these buildings mixed up. Maybe this is our Art and Home Center is has a demonstration kitchen. Some celebrities like Adam Richman, Bobby Flay, and others show up there. It hosts the Art and Home Center hosts its annual Women's Day luncheon. In 2009, the building celebrated 75th anniversary by celebrating the line of the life of Harriet Mae Mills, a famous suffragette. Who the building is dedicated to. Yeah, it also hosts operating, oh, this is where my brother likes to go, because it has model trains. Yeah, but it's always packed. His son really likes to go there. You gotta go there earlier in the day. Also has the Empire State Theater and Musical Instrument Museum. See, I'd like to go to, like, I wish Harper's would pay me to do boring stuff, and call ahead, because then I could do his features extensive collection of pianos, organs, phonographs, etc. It also has the Empire Theater, which has local theatrical productions. And it used to have that thing. No, it is home to the 1925 Wurlitzer 3 manual and 11 rank theater pipe organ, Opus 1143. It is an international building, which has a lot of different food, and a youth building built to edutain youth, and let's see, a variety of interactive state park day. They have a little mini state park there. You'll see attendance records in... Oh, this is just by day of the week. The busiest day of the week is probably Memorial Day. It looks like 125,000. And then the first Sunday and Saturday, the first Saturday and Sunday of the fair get pretty busy. It's strange. In the middle of the week, then the Tuesday and Wednesday of the second week. Well, I guess that whole week's a real busy because it's like the week. I don't know when New York State starts their schools, but... Yeah, so they like to use a lot about the Chevy Court. So I just want to run through this year's, and then I'll try to look at the last two times I went. This year they have Blondie, Dave Mason, and Steve Cropper, Counting Crows, Hunter Hayes, Herman's Hermits, Smokey Robinson, Dickie Betts, Little Yachty, Big and Rich, Boogie with the Hoodie, Maren Morris, and Niall Horan. I know that's somebody famous, but so, and then the rest of them are to be announced still. So I didn't go in 2016 or 17, but let's see. Here's 2015. I was definitely there in 2015. Let's see who I might have been there during Everclear and Rick Springfield. Maybe I was there that day. Eric Church was there. Melissa Etheridge was there Friday, August 28th. Jim Gaffigan was there Friday, 28th. Oh, no, he was on the grandstand. Dan and Shay, I don't know them. Hank, oh, no, that's a grandstand. Bowser's Rock and Roll Party was there. Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, Salt and Pepper. So there's where I was. Aunt Snoop Dogg was that night. Yeah, so I was definitely there that day. Wednesday, September 2nd, I was at the New York State Fair, believe it or not, soaking up salt and pepper. Jason Derulo. Derulo was the next night. Who else? Fifth Harmony was there. Steve Miller Band was, I think that set the record. Nick Jonas. So that was 2015. So that was just Salt and Pepper. I didn't see Snoop Dogg because we were probably too tired. Okay, here's 2014. Maybe I wasn't there 2014. Jason Aldean. No, none of these are... this is wrong. It said it was going to come up with it, but it did not. It came up with some, it says it came up with all the, oh, let's see, Chevy Chord only. Let's see if I can just search for 70 Chord. I'm looking at some database, and I'm going to be honest with you. It says there was no concerts in 2014. Let's try 2013. Well, maybe it was close in 2013. Let's see, 2014. Let's see, who was there? Dickie Betts, I didn't see that. OAR, Owl City, Lee Greenwood, Plain White Tees, Vince Gill, Fifth Dimension, Chubby Checker, Cab Calloway, Florida Georgia Line, Babyface, Styx, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, Holy Cow, Grace Potter. Also Salt and Pepper. So maybe I saw Salt and Pepper another year. That was 822. Okay, here's 2014. I found it. It's pretty good. Kelly Pickler and Bare Naked Ladies. One day, Smash Mouth and Jason Derulo. Sean Kingston and the Bacon Brothers. Ashanti and Young the Giant. Herman Hermits, they seem like. And then John Kay and Steppenwolf. Bowser's Rock and Roll Party. It's Bowser from Sha-Na-Na. My parents liked the Sha-Na-Na. Night Ranger. Joan Jett. I think I was there that day because my brother wanted to see Joan Jett. Maybe. Usually we're not there at night, though. Doobie Brothers played on Memorial Day. Uncle Cracker. Belle Biv DeVoe. Now You Know. The Neighborhood. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. Eli Young Band. So that's 2014. So get comfortable, you know, picture some, you know, a warm evening, listening to music, smelling the funnel cake on the air, and relaxing. And I'll come back another time and kind of take you on in my own personal journey through the New York State Fair. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank all our patrons over at Patreon, sleepwithmepodcast.com/patrons, the easiest way to get there. James, Michelle, and Lisa, thanks, and good night. Addie, Celia, and Matt, thanks, and good night. Kathy, IU, and Lindsay, thanks, and good night. Becca, Rebecca, and Janet, thanks, and good night. Susan, Justin, and Lori, thanks, and good night. Libby, Todd, and Richmond, thanks, and good night. Charlie, Robert, and Lacey, thanks, and good night. Kate, Teresa, and Bella, thanks, and good night. Timothy, Sarah, and Jenny, thanks, and good night. And Nicole, Jacqueline, and Jamie, thanks, and good night. Christy, E. Margaret, and Stephen, thanks, and good night. Kat, Sonny, and Jeffrey, thanks, and good night. Shelby, Sarah, and Lily, thanks, and good night. Sarah, James, and Joelle, thanks, and good night. Bob, Amy, and Philip, thanks, and good night. Bryce, Angela, and Nile, thanks, and good night. Gabrielle, Daisy, and Barbara, thanks, and good night. Nicole, Burton, and Kristen, thanks, and good night. Claire, Liz, and Brandon, thanks, and good night. Nikki, Alicia, and Margarita, thanks, and good night. Jennifer Martin, thanks and good night. Kelly, Stephanie, and Heather, thanks and good night. Emily, Caitlin, and Matthew, thanks and good night. Bridget, Delaney, and Kat, thanks and good night. And Lisa and Amber, thanks and good night, everybody. You can become a patron at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron, and you can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents. Good night.
Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.